Hello, hello. Welcome to Black with Sugar, your weekly podcast with Kezia Mack and Nadia Itasan.
Welcome, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
How are you today, though?
I'm good, I'm good. So, Kezia.
Yeah.
You know what I'm always asking you?
What are we going to talk about today?
Yes, yes. And I think I have a little ID because...
Yeah. Based on like a bunch of conversations that we've been having and lately on social media, I feel like a lot of people are just like put on blast and coming out to be fake scammers. So I was like, we just need to go over like the overall of these people who are using basically... They frame on social media, the fact that they go viral to literally like hurt people, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember when we started having the conversation, it was because of the Real Housewife. I'm a big fan of the show, especially the one from Beverly Hills and all this scandalous drama around Erica Jane, which I thought it was one of the lady, one of the richest lady of the Real Housewife of Beverly Hills.
Was just out of hand.
Oh yeah, no, I remember watching it and thinking, my God, you know, I should have been a lawyer, you know, right? I was like, oh my God, it was crazy the way she was spending. You know, she would be traveling in private jet everywhere, taking her team.
She was doing the most. She was like,
yeah, she would have like a hairdresser, makeup artist,
private jet, private plane. I mean, three private plane, something like that.
I think that's what she said, that her husband honed, something like this.
It's crazy.
But I mean, for me, it was the whole thing. Like, she will all the time have all these designer things that are super expensive, the clothes, you know, but really, really expensive pieces. I'm not talking about just a regular Chanel bag. She will really have, like, those.
The expensive ones.
Like. Yes, the ones that are very hard to get.
Yeah.
And when she traveled, she had a whole team with her. It was just a whole production just for herself.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, so...
I think it costs $40,000 a month to do Erica Jane. So that's hair, makeup, costumes, wardrobe, and the whole production of itself.
I was just so in shock when I find out that that was not her money. I mean, that was not their money. Frankly, you know, we don't know if she knew about her husband. I guess maybe it's not the right time to talk about this, but I kind of feel like... I didn't want to watch the show after that. I was like, I'm so upset about this because it keeps happening. And the other one was...
The one from Salt Lake City.
Yes. So this one, before even I heard of it, like when it was on the news and then they had the season, I didn't watch it. I was like, I can't. This is upsetting because they set up a lifestyle and...
It's based on stealing, just, lying.
Yeah. Like taking advantage of vulnerable people.
Exactly.
And I think that's why we started having the conversation because, I mean, if they rob a bank, it's one thing, right? But the thing is they are taking advantage of very vulnerable people. Yeah. And then Kezia was like, oh my God, Nadia, you don't know how many right now there is on the internet,
on
Instagram.
Every week, every other week, I was going through like, you know, my page, you know, where I go to the shade room, stuff like, oh, this and the third, boom, happened to be a fake, a scam, this person. And I was like, what's going on? Is there something in the air or is it the time where all these people are now being discover for who they are and realizing, no, you know what, this person, she's a fake. And because I think, you know, Instagram, you know, I always say that social media and stuff like that can either make you or break you. And I think right now social media is breaking a lot of people. So
yeah, I think maybe also people are becoming more sophisticated with social media. You know, when it just started, it was regular people posting picture, and then it was all this, you know, the photoshopping and all the filters.
Yeah.
But there were also the fake life, you know, like people started using to promote a fake lifestyle that they didn't really have. But I think with time, you know, people become more sophisticated about social media and they start to find out the real life of the people.
Yeah.
On social media promoting those fake lifestyle.
Yeah.
And so who do you have? Like, what is the best example you can give us?
For example, I'm going to start by that guy, Derek Jones.
So who is
it? It was supposedly a relationship expert. So he's always in his car saying things about men and women. Or if you're that type of woman, you know, that kind of man is going to behave like this with you. Or if you're a real man, that's how you
got to be. Because the most likely to cheat is a guy that takes a whole lot of selfies and posts them online. Like if you go to
And almost like, and always what I hate about, I guess, him is always, you know, putting God into the picture where, you know, man of God, blah, blah, blah.
My so he portrayed himself as a...
As a man of God, righteous man, faithful, you know.
Okay.
And it's almost like, you know, always want to give advice about how your relationship should be.
But did it, but it came from a good place, or was he like making money out of this?
I feel like it came from a good place at first. He was making money because he wrote books. Obviously, those books were selling because you know how these people are... They know how to talk. So he was famous, you know, to give advice. And you know how, you know, you go on live and woman comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And one day you hear this big scandal about him being a cheater. So you on social media.
You're the main of faith.
You're the main of faith.
But was he telling guy like don't cheat?
No, basically, you out there telling people what they should do with their relationship.
Do what I said, but don't do what I do.
Telling, you know, men cheat that way. And you yourself, basically, you do not practice what you preach.
You don't know how much damage you've done by cheating on a woman. So we can't reduce it to just one lapse in judgment, you know, one slip up or whatever.
Yeah.
So it became a whole, like, obviously, scandal. Everybody was like, I knew he was a fake. So a lot of people, after that, they was like, see, something was fishy about that. And then I think the worst part is when his wife came in to speak with him, we'd be going through something. And he was just trying to justify why he was cheating. And obviously, he was cheating with multiple women. So it's like...
Okay, so it was not really a scam. I will say maybe he just got called out on his behavior.
He got called out, but for me...
But I don't think he was not taking advantage of people, really.
For me, it's, you're still somehow using people's weakness to still make money, because at the end of the day, that guy, he was using his advice, selling books, making conference for people to tell, buy tickets to go and hear him.
Yeah.
But then you don't really practice what you preach. It's I can't really, you know.
Yes, it's hard to connect then after when you find out that the guy is not really who pretends to be. It's just because I'm thinking, well, maybe because he's cheated and he's giving you advice like don't do it, right?
But that's not the point.
Could be that too.
He's making
like, oh, I know what it is and you should not be doing it because I have experienced it.
I will respect that more as a man, where say, you know what, I was cheating on my wife and this is how we fix our marriage, you know what I mean, versus being like, I'm almost perfect and I'm this and I'm so righteous and then God this and then a whole lot of women,
I'm second to Jesus.
Thank you. pretty much. But it's just like, it was just like a lot of names came out, like recently, Karen Seville, a marketing mogul.
I think I heard something. So, that's why when you say, oh, Karen Seville, I was like, oh, I think I heard something about it.
Yeah.
So some girl that I follow say that she had some type of agreement with her to do some work and she didn't do it and she already paid her or something like that.
A lot of people say that. A lot of people say, hey, you stole my money. You promised like a plan, because
to promote
she was a marketing, obviously she was good at marketing and she
promotes event, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then
she didn't deliver.
She wasn't delivering, but she was getting those checks. And another guy who has a platform, Jason Lee, who had Hollywood and Walk and Lock, basically has been saying about her that she is who she is now. And he was like, I didn't want to say too much because I didn't want people to think that I was just hating.
Mm-hmm.
And he was explaining that one day he made a post about basically someone complaining about her promising a job that she didn't do, and she paid, and the person paid. So obviously, you know how those pages are, gossip pages.
Yeah, but the problem also, if you don't talk about it, then, you know, it's going to happen to so many people.
But
I mean, eventually the truth's going to come out.
But here's what she did. So,
but maybe you should have, you know, speak.
When he
spoke before.
No, but when he posted about that to basically say, hey guys, watch out about this woman, you know what she did? She paid a hacker to basically mess up with his page and his Instagram disappeared. It's basically his money maker because of that post, because apparently she called him and was like,
how does he know it's her? Maybe
he confronted her.
Oh, he did?
And she said it. She
wow.
She admitted it. So that's even worse because it's like, basically, I was trying to tell people years ago who you were, but you know who you were, and I didn't want to delete that post, and you went and hacked my page. Because you didn't have...
So what happened to her then?
I mean, obviously, after that, you know how it is. Everybody that dealt with her, yes, I dealt with Karen Seville. As a matter of fact,
did she get canceled?
I think she's probably on her way to get canceled. She even a woman because she's from 80.
But this one is rightfully so, right?
She's from 80. So obviously she's representing for the Asian community. And a lady from 80 say that she basically used a foundation and act like she gave them like I think $40,000 to build a school.
Mm-hmm.
The school was never built, but then she was making pictures with her brand, with the kids wearing the t-shirts.
That is so low. You know what
I mean? All that kind of stuff. Yeah, like artists saying that, oh, we paid you $60,000, but you didn't do the job. So many people came in. So at some point you'd be like, if it was one person, you can say, hey, maybe.
I guess she had a very good reputation.
Very. And then the brand.
So she must have delivered for some people though.
I guess overall now people are just like, she was basically almost a scammer, like, you know, because it's not about just random people. It was also like some of the people who were calling her out were like famous guys, famous artists, you know. So, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you literally went on Clubhouse and say, yes, I hacked your page.
She probably had like a couple of celebrity and then, you know, prey on the little people that, oh, look, I work with this celebrity, but you little people, I will take care of you later. And you make your money like this, basically.
Right? So, and you know, when you talk about like how people on social media show their lifestyle, you know, African guy, Hush Papi.
I remember that story that he was a scammer, right?
A big time. He stole a whole lot of money from.
He went to jail. No, he went back to Africa.
He's been arrested. He basically defrauded, I think, almost $400 million out of like unemployment and all kinds of programs for.
Which country was?
Nigerian,
right?
Shout out to you, Nigeria.
We love you.
But the guy lifestyle was out of control.
But generally, those guys are very smart. So either they use it for good. But when they use it for bad, ooh, they are really good at scamming people.
So
right?
He defrauded so many millions. But then, you know, his lifestyle. And that's the thing. People see him as a smart person, a businessman.
Because generally they
He's hanging out with celebrities. He's in Paris Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week. He's in Dubai, the Royal Rose.
They're not ashamed. Living their life while they can.
The Versace, the big cars, the hotel, the private plane. And you hear, boom, Hush Papi. And everybody was like, oh, wow. But so that guy, he wasn't even...
Okay, but Hush Papi, was he like pretending to be a celebrity?
A businessman.
Oh, a businessman. But why everybody knew him? Just because he was on all this stuff
with celebrity?
I guess you
know how you show the lifestyle and if you go look at it.
Because somehow I thought maybe he was a singer.
No. Supposedly a business, you know, or they're business maven, you know. They're all like business maven and businessmen. But then you know how people see you at events, they see you having pictures with celebrities. Obviously, he's Nigerian, but so I'm
Hush
sure
Papi
he was hanging out with...
Hush Papi is not his real name, right? He called himself Hush Papi?
Yeah.
Why Hush Papi?
I don't know. I guess he find that cute.
That's why I thought he was a singer or something.
No. But you know, he's Nigerian, so he's probably hanging out with the Davido, all the big celebrities. You know how they make pictures with you when you go to his Instagram.
Waiting to scam them as well.
When you see his Instagram, you see nothing but Rolex, Rolls Royce.
I think that's how they buy their credibility because that's when they can scam those celebrities.
Because people's like, okay, if he has this and he's living that kind of lifestyle, that means he's making money somehow. You know what I mean? So, and people are intrigued when you live that big, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. But yeah, I guess he was on his way to become the maid of number two, but thank God he got stopped before.
Something like that, yeah. Right. That means, you know, because of what he did, that means a lot of people maybe didn't get unemployment money or couldn't get help during the quarantine because all that stuff.
But did they manage to get some of the money back?
I think they're kind of working with him. Obviously, he's arrested. He's in jail in America. So somehow they're probably going to work on a deal. But,
wow,
you know.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's crazy.
And like say the scammer, the social media, it's like
I don't know, it's like a social media platform now. It's full of it. It's just full of it.
Full of it. Like
for you have to be so careful.
It is, because I think even like right now there's that couple, Dana Channel and Prince Donald, the latest one that I saw.
You're talking to me about people I've never heard of.
And again, that's because me, I like to kind of like go to those pages, and you know, those faces are familiar. So I see, and you hear, oh, this guy basically have their own business, made money, went viral, and same thing, apparently people paid for their services.
But what type of services they were?
So they had multiple business. So obviously they're also people of God. So
okay, but on social like media, why social people were hiring them for what?
For like marketing service, promotion.
So generally it's like services like this, because I guess, yes, you know, if you were like
the husband was like a fixing credit, show you how you do things with your, you know, taxes. So
they be had careful multiple. The people on social media that propose you as services.
But the thing is, you know what makes me sad? And again, I feel like they started maybe in a good place and became
with good,
you know,
intention.
I think good intention, and then maybe the greed or whatever.
Yeah,
got the best of them. But when you hear that most of the business that now filed complaint are like, you know, black owned business, and that's the thing,
so
like
they scam their own community.
It's even worse.
Well, because I think also it's probably the most vulnerable.
Probably. You know, so for me, it's hurtful because all these people, they want their business to thrive. You want to trust someone that looks like you, yeah, and they do you dirty.
Yeah, yes,
you know?
Yes, yeah, yeah, I hear you.
So it's just like, how do we protect ourselves for that
I
kind
really
of people?
I don't know, because honestly, I mean, nowadays when you look at social media, sometimes I'm so surprised.
How?
Even just with the filters, sometimes you see that you're following those girls, they look so beautiful. And and then you see them in real,
people
and
with
like,
their filters.
Is that her? Is that her? I did not recognize who is this person when you see them in real, you know. So it's like, and it's more than just wearing makeup. It's really the whole thing. It's like the body is different, the face is different, the shape is different.
Everything.
I mean, soon social media will be full of avatars. It's like it's your avatars. It's not you. It's your avatar on social media.
Yeah. I think it's just becoming more fake and fake and fake. And I think, like you said, with those filters, people want to portray they have a certain lifestyle.
Maybe people get scammed because they believe, they see the picture and they believe, oh, look at this person. She has the lifestyle. So obviously she knows what she's doing.
Absolutely.
Let me hire her to take care of my
Absolutely.
Business.
Absolutely, because everybody wants to live a certain way. Everybody wants to buy nice things, you know, but you got to work hard for certain things. And now I think also things going so much more faster with social media, like one moment and next thing you know, boom, you're up there. So everybody see you, everybody wants to have what you have. And, you know, the people who are smart, they take advantage of that.
I think people need to do their homework too before you go hire someone or, you know, over a social media post. I mean, go on the regular internet and start making some research, I guess. I don't know.
No.
I have never hired someone on social media.
Me
I don't
neither.
Think so.
Unless it was referred by
someone
that I work
with.
Yeah,
like, oh, but it's more like, oh, this is the business of that person that I talked to you about, and I will send you the Instagram so then you can see that, that person
exactly.
does have a business.
Like,
right?
I know you dealt with her in the past, or if someone like...
Well, but these people, they're essentially doing their business on social media. That's where they get most of their customers.
Yes.
It's just because I think if you're legitimate, generally, if you do some research, you will find out about things about them.
Yeah, but I think some of their business are legitimate. For example, the guy writing book, it's completely legal. Selling books is completely legal. But
yeah, but you can also figure it out who was a publisher. Did you self-publish? That's interesting. Everybody can write a book nowadays. But if you're selling it on Amazon and you're self-published, then I can write a book tomorrow, or I can get a ghostwriter to write something for me and then
and
tell people that I wrote a book.
True.
So
you
have to
true.
Look at this too.
No, it's real. But I think what makes me, I mean, I'm going to say the word sad, is it's those behavior is almost, it's becoming toxic. Every week there's like, oh, this person, come to find out, boom, she's a bad person. Come to find out, she's been stealing money. Come to find out, she's not who she is, or he's not who he is. And it's just like more and more and more and more and more. And we're going to come to a place where this is going to have to stop, or they're going to need to, or maybe those platforms need to ask more proof, or I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's going to be difficult. I don't know. I really don't know how to fix that, but I feel you. I hear you.
It's, I mean, nobody ever approached you on social media to do business?
Oh, yeah, but I just don't pay attention. You don't? You know? Yeah, yeah, even, for example, sometimes you have this, hey, we'd like to do a collaboration with you.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, we send you stuff for free. I'm sure, send me stuff for free. But then they're like, oh, you just need to go there with this code and you pick the things that you want. And then when you go to checkout and you think you're just going to be sent for free. Oh, $20 for $40, $45 for the shipment. No, that's how you make your money.
Oh.
Nothing is ever free. So what they do, that they cover the charges of their cheap product with the shipping.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
So I've never done it. And then stuff to have followers, some stuff to like, oh, do promotion. Well, I was about to say,
you know, the promotion thing that we did on social
right,
media.
Once, yeah.
These people were definitely scammers.
But I mean, it wasn't expensive. And they was like, oh, we had a podcast channel, right? A podcast page.
Page to promote podcasts. So yes. We're like, oh, let's try
and
promotion.
They had so many followers. Like a million followers. And here's what happened. You know, my mentor wish I paid. It was on PayPal. So I told him, oh, I paid. And his page went down. And I'm like, okay, what happened? And then he texted me, said, oh, no, sorry. Yeah, we had a little problem. So
And
they opened another page. They had another page with another million. I'm like, how do they get all these millions? So then I was telling Kizzy, I was like, oh, well, I think I got, you know, scammed. But it was like $30.
Yeah, but
right?
That means, can you imagine 30 plus 30 plus 30 plus 30
plus
30?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And
it
adds up. And maybe some people probably, I mean, me,
the cheapest package. So.
Yes, I mean, it was not even a package. One post, and then they deleted it after, I don't know, one day or 2 days, I don't remember what it was. I mean, it was expensive for what it was.
It was expensive because also when you go to the page, you see the numbers, you'd be like, okay, it seems like they have like a lot of traction on their page. Blah, blah, blah. So all that stuff is fake for you to want to try their services. And then once you paid, all of a sudden, your post has 2 likes and the page disappears, you blocked.
So. But I just generally, I try to avoid the people who come to me on Instagram to try to get whatever. I just ignore it. So, yeah.
So
people try to contact me on Instagram, it's very hard.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Do you think the problem is people or the social media?
Ah, it's a good question. I mean, I think social media is an incredible platform, a very powerful one. But like everything, it can always be taken to do good things and bad things.
True.
So I don't think it's the social media as itself that it's bad, but it's what people wants to make of it. And some people do have legit business and do very well and propose totally legitimate services. I'm not saying everything in Instagram is fake, but everybody can be on it. And there is no really, like you said, there is not, they don't check. They don't really check. But I think those people, they were doing it before, but now with social media, they just find a bigger platform.
A bigger platform, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
But I think if you were like this, you're just like, oh, great. Now I can do it to more people.
And that's my thing. Like, you come on social media, like, for example, that couple, and now they want to post a video and make up excuses and this and that. And I'm like,
yeah, you don't want to follow them anymore, right?
If you did, and my thing is like, if you did something wrong, at least, you know, trying to fix it, apologize, but don't make excuses. Don't make excuses. Because obviously,
what type of excuses did they
like say? They were almost like saying, oh, yes, you know, shipping is taking longer because this, that, and the third. People would say, no, I contacted you 6 months ago, 7 months ago. I never received my what I paid for. Their services never was given to us. And you're sitting here using excuses, and you could have just said, you know what, we messed up and we're going to fix it. Like, they're not even accountable of the wrong that they do.
Yeah. The problem is with people's behavior, like a lot of those people we're talking about, it's more also about the character.
True.
You know, and Instagram cannot, you know, fix character.
No, that's why I was telling
you. You pretend it to be something that you're not.
That's why I was telling you, it starts from a good place, and then what? Is it the greed? Because you see you're making more money, so you're trying to, like, you know, get as much as you can, and you come to a place where you don't care about hurting people. So
yeah, I think that's what it is. People don't care anymore.
Which is everybody. It's
I think we live in a such selfish world nowadays that people, they just want to like take whatever they can take. They don't think about the consequences and how it can affect people's lives.
Yeah.
I don't think they believe in karma. I think if you believe in karma, you don't do this.
True.
For me, I just don't understand how these people, they go to sleep at night.
It's a good question.
Knowing what you're doing, having those people maybe begging you for their money back.
It's a good question.
I mean, I'm sure those people...
Absolutely.
...complaining, they're like calling and calling. To me, it would be so much stress. I'd be like, oh no, I cannot do this.
You already know how it is to be an entrepreneur and how hard it is for your business to take off.
On top of that,
you pay people that you want to trust to give you that push or to help you take your business to the next level, and all you do is take money
from you and
basically scam you and lie about what...
Like what happened with me with the dresses, when I was doing the dresses and they never finished. And I was so upset.
Same thing.
I was so upset. And it's like, I don't have the money now to do it. I
and then
like
all the
all my money and
effort,
just left.
The work that you put in, and people are just...
They don't care.
They just don't have money. They don't even say, I'm sorry. They're not even trying to fix it.
Yeah, but you know what? That's their karma. Yeah, that's terrible. You know what reminds this is make me think of that guy we talked to last time. What's his name? You know the guy who also does the relationship advice?
Oh, cool. Kevin Samuel?
Yes.
I can't with this one. I can't.
Right? I was watching some of his video.
Ma'am, you're average looking at best.
I'm taking it in, but...
Okay, but you're not accepting the fact that average looking women, average looking woman who's older, average looking woman with a 13-year-old son with a sketchy baby daddy, and now you're asking for a man who's in the top 10% of men. You don't qualify for one.
And I'm just like, wow.
Wow.
Right? I mean, the first one, when you said it to me first, I thought it was funny, right? Because it's very straightforward. And I thought it was more like a comedian or making joke. That's what I thought. Yeah. I really thought that. And so I started following him. And then I started seeing all his posts. And sometimes he does a lot of lives. And I will see how he talks to women, and especially black women, because really that's his target.
How tall are you?
I am 5'8".
Dress size?
16.
All right, you broke the first rule right there. I don't know what you think you're talking about, that a man shouldn't cheat or whatever, when you broke the first rule that men want women who are fit.
I was just, is this serious right now? Telling people that they're too fat, they're too short, they're too old, you have kids, you will never find somebody. I don't know. The guy is something else. And I was telling Kizzy, I was like, those women that are calling him, they're calling him for help. And
you're not helping nobody.
No, I mean, yeah. And they're calling for help. But the guy, the things he told them, it's so awful.
That's rude. Howdy.
I apologize.
Howdy.
I'm 25.
And in Philly. And in Philly, you got some of the worst women in the world.
Am I one of them?
So far, you're right on par. I'm proud of it, too.
No, I apologize.
How many children does your family have?
It's just me.
Now it explains a lot. Only children are the women, some of the most difficult, problematic people on the planet.
Yeah?
They're spoiled, selfish, delusional.
Okay.
My own child syndrome is real. So,
what? Go ahead, I'm listening.
You can don't tell me what to do. I'll go when I get ready. Because I'm really trying to be polite to you, young lady, but I'm about to, it's not going to turn out too well. I don't know did you talk to your father this way?
No, but he passed away when I was young.
Well, you don't talk to me. I'm not your peer. Not your age.
I mean, you see those, some of these ladies, they look like they're in distress. Because imagine your life, you are so, it has so many people watching.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people. I'm talking about in the tens of thousands of people watching this live. So imagine you being humiliated in front of all these people and you're already at the vulnerable place. Because obviously if you ask this guy advice, which he has no credential at all.
And I was about to ask you a question and something that came out of my mind, like, all these people, like, what make them qualified? Like, do they even have the credential? Like, the
I never could really figure it out what this guy was doing. Why does he think he's qualified to be a relationship coach? I don't know. I think he was maybe married, divorced, married again. I have no idea. This guy just came out of nowhere.
Literally.
Right? And he gets so upset every time there's a woman that kind of challenge him on his background. He shut them out and put noise or stuff like that. It's just humiliate them.
It's always a one-way conversation with him.
Yes.
Okay, here's my thing.
Yeah, let's get to it.
I feel that the things that I am hearing about Kevin Samuels is negative. When it comes to Black women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I wanted to hear for myself the way that you talk. So.
What have you listened to of mine?
Why?
Well, listen,
why is it important?
That's not how we do that, number one. I ask the questions. Why it's important.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. That's how this works. That's not how that happens.
Yes, he doesn't let them speak and then try to humiliate them or I don't know. Is this just it's very
He's
degrading. To me, I feel as a scammer. Oh, you remember that? So I stopped following him, actually. But before that, of course, I'm going to give my opinion, although nobody asked for it, right?
So,
and Kisia was like, Nadia, you made me laugh. I saw your comment.
Yeah, I did.
And I totally forgot I did that. I was like, oh, you did? And just like, oh, I stopped following him because he's really getting under my skin. And the comment was, so the guy, when he does his, and for me, this is how I can tell it's a scammer. That's my opinion. Now, some women might like what he's saying, but to me, I analyze his behavior and something that's find very strange. So he said he used to be like, what do you call this? The guy like to help
a stylist?
Yes, a stylist. Basically, like for me, it's like the guy that helped me pick clothes at Bergdorf Goodman.
That's
what it is.
I mean, I work with stylists, that's not what they do.
Well, the one that you work with is totally different, right? They don't work in a store, but to me, I feel like this guy works in a store. He has the swag of a sales guy. He has the swag of a salesman. He has the swag of a salesman. And I don't think he had a corporate job. I don't think he even mentioned that he had a corporate job or he was doing anything in corporates. But here's the things. So he goes to his live, is by himself in the dark. So already the ambience
he
is
always do some weird
it's
stuff.
Weird. Yes. Like, it's like, why don't you put some light in there? Or at least, I'm not saying like too much light, but... He's like in the dark, he wears his glasses, and he just looks like
pretends that he's doing things, like he's busy on his phone.
You know, it's just like, let me arrange things, like I'm arranging my desk, I'm doing so much things, doing my little investment right here, my stock options right there, I don't know, it's just so stupid. And he's wearing a suit, you know, like he's wearing a suit, like he just came out from Wall Street, right? But I know a lot of guys that works
in
Wall Street.
He's in Oklahoma City, so.
No, but I didn't even know. I thought he was in New York City. And
definitely
the thing is,
not.
I know a lot of guys who are in Wall Street. The first thing they do is taking off their
suits.
Their suit, yeah. Like, none of them will wear a suit when they're not working.
Yeah.
Right? You go home, like, can you imagine? And you go in front of your. So first of all, we don't even know why you're wearing a suit at home.
Because he wants to pretend that he's
strange.
Like, he's that man. Like, he
you know, the businessman, he wants to give himself the investment banker kind of feeling.
That's the, you know how you say it, like the high value man.
Oh yes, I forgot about this one. Call himself a high value man, and he give his judgment on what high value man
wants
out of a woman, and that's what those women call.
First of all,
it's not a high value man.
You up here, high value men are up there.
Yeah, I will not qualify him as a high value
man.
Me
neither. Who are you? Are you to even say someone is high value? Who are you?
He can give that to himself if he wants to, but I can also tell you,
if I want to come
to my understanding,
woman,
this guy is not a high value guy. I don't even like the expression. I think it's just so like, oh, whatever. But I don't even think he is. You know,
I think he's
probably like, if he were living in New York City, remember in Manhattan, the middle class is millionaire. So you're just a middle class guy. You will not make it to New York City.
Basically.
I don't know. But yeah. And
again, the problem with him is using people,
women's
vulnerability and problems. Because he's making money off that those things, you know what I mean?
Yes.
He's making money off that.
Well, with YouTube, I guess, and does he has any advertising on the...
I'm like sure he does, because he has like...
No, but on Instagram page, does he has anything going on with
I think
sponsors
he does. I think
and
he
stuff
does,
like
because
that.
Sometimes he talk about products and stuff like that, because he have that viewership.
Even his picture, they're so staged, you know? It's like I wear a suit and then I go in front of a nice store and it's just like I pose like in front of a company, and I go in Wall Street and I put my glasses on to look smart.
I'm like, come on now.
But the guy, I don't know. Even the advice he's giving, I don't know.
No, the problem, you
where
know
they come from.
The problem is, and you remember when we were like trying to watch one of his show, like from the top,
I just
to
can't. First of all, I find him boring, and second of all,
he's rude as hell.
Yes, and there is no consistency in this, in what he's saying.
And I don't think I heard one advice. You judging people. You very judgmental. You break down people. You diminish people, especially women, especially black women.
Yeah.
But so far, I never saw you once give a woman a real solution,
like a real yes,
or a real path to success.
No, all he does is blaming them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, call me, I tell you what's wrong with you.
Pretty much.
So like, if you're depressed, yeah, call him, you know, you'll be even more depressed. But here's my thing, I'm just wondering. You see somebody in distress that is calling you for help, because obviously, I think a lot of these ladies, is because they just broke up with somebody or they were in a relationship, it didn't work out, and they're questioning themselves. And thinking, and I think I myself sometimes I've been in this place thinking like, maybe I'm doing something wrong, and maybe I should listen to someone that you know you shouldn't, right? And you say, maybe I'm wrong, and you start putting yourself into question, and you become more vulnerable to this type of guy that's just going to take advantage of it. And what he does is just kind of making fun of you for money. That's how he makes his money, because people think he's so rude that... I guess it's entertaining, you know, for some people. They think it's entertaining. For me, I don't like it. I think it's...
because you could say...
It's upsetting.
You could say whatever you want to say, but I just feel like he's just being rude to be rude. I just feel like he's just like... I don't know, something about black women that he always
has
to bring them
down. He has a mental issue.
Has to bring them down. He always have to diminish them. He always making seems like they are the problem.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, for a relationship to work, there's two parties, and you know, man, woman, or whatever you're dating. But he always had that thing about, oh, you black woman, yeah, here you go again. I hear with those masters, da 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 da.
Oh yeah, women with education, it will tell you almost like it's bad. I guess it's like, oh, all the time you put in your education, now you see, now you're not married, then that's your fault. Maybe all that effort that you do, you should have put it in finding a relationship and get married.
Who said that's what she wanted? Maybe she wanted to have a stable situation.
I think
and
no
then
women
find
should
love.
Get
I mean,
an education. Everybody, not only women, everybody should have an education. That's how you don't fall with this type of BS guy. That's all you can see, that those guys are not legit. That's all you can see on social media, that you have this présence d'esprit. How do you say this?
I see what you mean.
I don't know how you say that in
the judgment
in English.
Of, you know.
Yes, you can make good decision. You have what it takes to make the good decision and not fall into those.
Because the problem also, when you listen to him, I'm not saying some of the things, because you know how I was telling you, some of the things that he says to me make sense.
But that's all you do. You mix real things that will.
And BS.
But I feel like he's just doing that to rally men on his side. Because if you looked, a lot of men are like, oh, yeah, he talks the truth, you know. This is very interesting because educated men don't like him, but uneducated, they're like,
I like him. He teach the truth. This is my man. Somebody has to tell them.
Oh, please. You know.
Also, that means you're not even a grown.
I think they're all like frustrated because
they're
frustrated. I think those guys are frustrated because.
Also, now Kevin is the voice of the man. Okay.
Yeah,
the voice
of the reason. Yeah.
The voice of the reason. Okay, cool.
I don't know. I mean, to me, this guy is very upsetting. And I was watching one of his live, and that's the one I got really upset because he was talking about those girls who have like a business where they sell lashes or hair or stuff like that. And some of them are very successful doing this. So, I mean, here's the thing. So he was saying that, if you see a girl that's telling you she owns a business with lashes, hair extension, blah, 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 run away. I can tell you, very famous YouTuber and celebrity that made a ton of money with it, just like look at Lily Galici.
Absolutely.
That's what she started. She started doing her lashes and she made tons of money. But she's doing very well for herself.
What's wrong with selling lashes and hair?
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with them. I don't know. I mean, if you're selling good product and people like it, what is this problem?
What's the problem?
So, and there is this young girl that called and she was, I don't know, between 24 and 26.
Like clearly, a kid,
she was a kid, and you can tell some girls at that age have more experience, have a little bit more mature. You can tell she was not a bad person. She was just not very mature, I would say.
She was immature.
She was a more kind of innocent type of girl. And he asked her how much she made. She told her, well, I have my own business, whatever. But they asked her how much she made. Like, why are you asking that? This is social media. You don't know who's going to watch it and come after her.
Mind your business.
Makes you vulnerable to all this predator online. Like, oh, this girl has money. Let me go to...
That's a very good point.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to tell your income. Like, it's nobody's business.
Yeah.
You can give a bracket if you want, but you can say, I'm doing very well. I can feed myself. Here's the thing. What does he need to know that for you to find a relationship? So everything is about transaction. For him, in his mind, a relationship is transactional. And I'm sure some men will be like, yeah, but it's true. If you see relationship as men and women are in a marketplace with a product, forget it. This is, you have not understand what is a relationship then. You're just totally wrong. You have not understand what is a relationship. When you work, yes. When it's about work, whatever is your skill and when you have to propose, yes. I do not believe that this should apply for relationship.
Yeah.
You know, it's like anything that he does, this guy never, ever, ever talks about love.
I guess he maybe doesn't know what love is.
He never talks about it.
That's very true.
How can you listen to a guy giving you advice on relationship and he never, ever, ever talk about love? The love, the passions and everything that happen and then makes you lose your mind for someone that you weren't expecting, right?
It's always about what's your height, how much you weigh, oh, you're too fat.
It gives you a market value. It gives you a market value. Let me evaluate what I think is your market value.
Or your average six.
Because somehow he's some type of mathematician. He came up with a relationship algorithm. I don't know. This guy is so stupid. Like, people, wake up. Girls, wake up. Wake up.
Yeah, it's...
This is so bad, right?
It is bad because for me, and, you know, we talked about this a lot, where I'm like, what's up with him and just like being so aggressive with black women? Like, what black women have done to you for you to always want to bring them down like that, you know?
That's why we have the golden ratio, the Fibonacci equation. Right. You can look at facial symmetry and see that.
That's right.
Beautiful people, you can map their facial structure, and it goes to a mathematical calculation.
Oh yeah.
Beauty is universal, and the thing is, we're talking about black women. They are on the opposite end of the spectrum on all ranks. Facial symmetry, even the way to black women are starting to look more masculine.
And like I said, you literally making money of destroying black women.
Yeah. And first of all, you know what? Someone actually who talks about his value, like you qualifying yourself as high value. I'm sorry, but I've never, ever heard any guy talking like that. And especially the one who makes money. They don't.
I mean, we came across a lot of very, very successful men. Like I said,
in New York, there is plenty. Whatever. I've never had anybody.
African, American, and French.
And
I've never
generally,
heard
when they're bragging about, oh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm a business, I own multiple business, run, scammer, run.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
When they're bragging, that's never a good sign.
Never.
A guy who's doing well for himself, don't talk. He doesn't need to talk about it. He doesn't need to pretend to prove himself. Yep. He knows who he is and what he's done. He just doesn't need. He doesn't need to wear suits on his YouTube video to make you believe, to give himself credibility. When you have credibility already,
you don't need to do that.
You absolutely don't need to do that.
He's always like, if you're a divorced woman,
maybe
you're gonna have the chance. Like, for example, if you're a single mother, forget about it. Like, nobody, it's like, who are you to judge people? You don't know what they've been through. You don't know their past. Like, who are you to say that a woman who has a kid will never find a good man? Like, who are you?
And I do believe also, I thought is a criteria to value women, you know, to give them, was westernized. They're really like...
Very westernized.
You're talking to the African community, right? And it's like, oh, what's your weight? Well, listen, Afro-American guy, they like girls in shape. Mostly, right?
Yeah.
White guys like skinny girls in general. And this is still, it's just a stereotype. I'm not saying everybody's like this. But
yeah, it's just a stereotype. And then,
I would say it's in general,
it's
right?
In general, yeah.
But it's like giving you, like, I don't know, I think this guy wants a model and he's talking about, oh, if you're tall and you're this and you're that, oh, that's how you're going to get a high value guy like me. Where is your high value girl?
First of all.
Where is she? Because as far as I know, all the only girls that I think I've seen him having lives with were just girls from like Instagram, you know, the Insta model.
I mean, first of all, you're not married. So why are you sitting here telling people how to get married when you went through two divorces?
Yeah, that's maybe it. You should tell them how to get a divorce. Then maybe. I will listen.
Yeah.
teach people the process.
And that's my point. I said, I don't even know why people call you, because you're not married. You obviously went to two divorces. And it's like, what advice can you give me?
You failed at that yourself.
And you're sitting here telling me or telling anybody that call your show that they have no value. Like, can you imagine that you tell someone that they don't have value and they do not deserve someone of value?
What is value anyway?
Money?
You're done. For him, we're done. We're done. We're out of the market. You know, it's like, you're done.
Did you make the market?
I don't know. I don't know what this guy thinking. And the things is, ladies, for the ladies who are listening to us, I'll tell you this.
You make your own value.
And you make your own value. Don't let anybody tell you what is your value. And through my life and from where I've been traveling as well, I've seen everything. If you go to Africa, they like girl a certain type. Like, for example, when I'm in Morocco, they told me, you will never get married, you're too skinny. Right?
Yeah.
They like blonde, better than brunette, or I mean,
everybody
it's different everywhere. And in Morocco, we have actually something which I think it's very interesting. We call it the luck of the ugly girl. Oh. And it's kind of mean, you know, but...
I was about to say, the luck of the ugly girl.
Yes, because we say that ugly, I mean, not pretty, I'm not going to say ugly, but let's say women who are not pretty are actually more lucky than the women who are pretty.
Why?
Because we notice the pretty women don't get married and the not pretty one, they get married super quick. And there is a story, I don't know if it's a legend, it was about two women, I mean, they go to their mom and she said, so the person who was telling me the story was, they go to their mom and one of the girls is super gorgeous, is really, really gorgeous and skinny, I mean skinny, like nice voluptuous shape. The other one is big and not pretty and kind of like not really, I mean, whatever, not attractive, right? Yeah. Not attractive. I mean, to our eyes, because remember, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
Absolutely. Everybody got different, you know, standards.
And the lady that is not pretty, she has all this gold. You know, in Morocco, when you're rich, your husband buy you gold, right? And so she has... When all she was getting dressed after the hammam, she put all this gold on, all this gold, and... get dressed with the beautiful fabrics. And the pretty girl, she's poor, she's looking at her like, wow, she has all these things.
Beautiful things.
And the lady was not pretty, tell her, well, God give you the face, he gave me the money. So because she did find a husband. I know friends that are like, actually big and they're married with very wealthy guy, you know, what some Kevin Samuel called high value men. I know women that are, so it doesn't matter. I've seen girls that are with super rich guy, they're not that pretty, they're not tall, they're not, it doesn't matter that what he's telling
you
is
love.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
And that's the thing, like, always wanted to put value on someone. Like, I don't even think you're a man who has value, because for me, value is not just money, but value is about your culture, your tradition, how you think, your heart, your head, like how you behave, how you treat other people. Like, it comes with a whole lot of different things. And a super rich guy can just end up falling in love with someone who maybe not on the same level, but he sees something in her and it was like, okay, she's the one.
And vice versa. That's the one, and you vice have versa. Women like, that go out with guys that don't make a lot because they like that. I mean, can we fall in love? Can we fall in love?
I guess nowadays it's a problem. Right? I don't know. It's just...
Can we put that into... Can you put that into his algorithm, his equation, you know?
It should.
Love plus, I don't know what the hell, this guy is crazy.
No, but even like when you always talk about, you should lower your standard, who you are to telling me to, or to tell these women to lower their standards? Yeah. Like, who are you?
I don't know.
Like, who are you?
I don't know who's this guy. This is the thing. I really don't know who he is.
I mean, me neither.
I really don't know who he is. I think all of a sudden he was on social media, on YouTube, and I was like, wow, he has so much followers.
Yeah, but because one of his videos went viral, and you know, things go quick on social media. Yeah. So next thing you know, you got a bunch of followers, and you think you have the platform to say what you said. And I've saw sometimes, you know, I heard a few times women call and say, oh, I agree with what you say. So I think also it feels like because a few women agree or a few men agree with what he said that, oh, he has, comment tu dis, la science infuse about relationship. And I'm like, everybody's story is different. Everybody could do different things. Everybody has different trauma. And you got to take all that stuff in consideration. But for you to say, oh, you're 35, you're done, nobody wants you.
Yeah. Interesting thing is I've dated guy that, generally I date guys that are older than me.
Yeah.
And some of them, I remember when I would go on a date and like, how old are you? And I would tell my age and they're like, just at the limit. Not at the limit of being too old. It was the limit of being too young. Because they're like women a certain age, like about their age. Yes, okay. Yes.
Everybody's different.
Some of these guys, they don't want to be seen with a young girl that they look like their sugar daddy or something. They don't want that. they want to be seen with a woman, with someone elegant and someone that understand them, you know,
everybody's
and
someone different.
With who they can have conversation. So it's just like, this guy is just saying weird things.
That just he's just being
has
mean
no
to
beginning,
mean.
No end.
And he has a niche, and he's just go for it, and he's just being nasty. And
but you know what is, you know what bothered me with him is because I felt like he doesn't bring any himself. Actually, doesn't bring any value.
He doesn't.
What I he mean, does, it's about making money out of negativity, out yep. of saying things are outrageous.
Yep.
Really, that's what it is, because there's nothing positive. Ever, I didn't watch all this video. I just can't about what I've seen from him. It was all the time really, really mean to. He was all the time really, really mean to women.
Yeah,
and
I don't
so,
think I ever saw a video of him where I was like, "Oh my God, he really gave her like a good advice," and I think you know he was right on that one.
Yeah, and you know how social media is right now.
Yeah.
Like when you're saying something outrageous and negative, and you're coming
people
after
like that,
people.
Yeah.
For some reason, we're like pervert, right? It's like a perversion. People go and oh, yes, you're right. Oh, yeah, say it like it is. Da, 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 da. And it's all this negativity.
Yeah. It is definitely.
Like, seriously, how does he sleep at night? If you know that maybe that girl that. Because you know what really upset me? There was some of this girl, you felt like they were about to cry.
So young, they have no experience, and you have like a.
But
you,
even you, some you, were not there. Young. Some of them were a certain age, but they were still. At the moment where they were vulnerable and they genuinely called him to have an advice and try to understand men.
But the right. problem also that I have with him is not only I don't feel like you really give good advice, but it's a one-way conversation because as soon as
yeah.
someone says something you don't want to hear, up, you cut the button.
What's the hold up on marriage?
What's the rush?
Well,
you know,
common sense.
Are you married?
You want to do it with me?
I'm just saying, are you married?
Okay, see, here's what we're about to do. No, here's what we're about to do right here. No,
because you want to tell women.
I want to tell your stupid ass to stay off my channel, see?
Or, yes. You tell people, To shut up, or he plays like random noise.
Oh, yeah, no, the guy is sick. I thought
he's sick.
Just he's
rude.
Sick.
And for me, you can't really gain anything out of that because there's no conversation.
Yeah, there is.
It's
nothing constructive.
There's nothing constructive. It's always a one-way street. And
it's like I'm talking. No,
I'm
don't
talking.
Talk at me. Don't talk at me. I'm the one asking question. Don't. Why don't? No, you don't come to this show asking question. No, don't. No, it's just crazy.
Someone like the other day was.
I think he has some mental issue.
Video,
to be honest,
a woman was talking, and I guess he didn't want to hear what she had to say, and he start playing noise and making all these negative things and. Funny noise, and I'm like,
yeah.
You don't even respect the people that come on your show,
yeah.
And you want to be respected.
Well, he felt that the girl was disrespecting him because she said something like, oh, I don't know why. No, I just came here to see who you were because I heard things, and I guess she heard negative things about him.
Who didn't?
Yeah, no, but seriously, I think this guy has some type of mental issue. And my question is, I don't understand why people call him because you wouldn't go see a doctor that has no diploma. Right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't see a doctor that never practiced.
Yeah. You wouldn't get surgery with someone who doesn't
yeah,
know how to
never
do
done surgery. Or two failed surgery, right?
Yeah.
I had two failed surgery. Okay, well, I'm going to do you, but don't worry. Listen to me. I know what I'm doing. Yeah, sure. Sure.
Clearly you don't. I think, yeah. But, you know, that's the thing. Like, social media amplify things so much that obviously he's having that platform. He knows how to talk. So some of the stuff that he says makes sense, but then he mixed that. And then once you, you know, get deeper, you
he's
can tell that.
He's a sales guy.
He's a sales
that's
guy.
Why,
and you can tell
why.
He's a fraud. That for me, that's what
yeah,
it is. He's
that's
a fraud.
What I
he's
you.
A fraud.
That's
he's
what
a fraud.
I thought, yeah.
He's a fraud. So.
And I don't like to bash other people, especially if they make a business. My problem is because if you make a business out to.
And
to bring
people
down and hurt them, that I don't like it. I mean, honestly, I think he should be called out on it. And
everybody,
and I'm not saying everything he's saying is not true, because I think there's sometimes some truth in there.
You got a point. Sometimes
yeah, yeah,
you got good
points,
but
there's you can always say the exact things that you're saying, but in a more
a little bit more finesse.
In a kinder
and
way.
In a more kinder way.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can always be kinder in your delivery. And this guy is just It's just rude, and I think he does that because
he's hurt somehow. I feel like he has his own trauma that he maybe didn't deal with.
Yeah.
And he just projects that on women.
Black women, and especially black women. Yes,
especially I don't know. Women. He has some type of trauma. I don't know his relationship with women, his mother.
And he doesn't talk so much about himself, about who he is, how he was brought up. But he has no problem asking all these questions. And when the ladies don't want to answer them, I'm trying to figure out to understand you. But you have no degree in psychology, as far as I know.
No. So or relationship or fashion or none of that.
So what are you trying to figure it out, right? I don't know, guys. I don't know, but I just want to tell to the girl out there, like,
stop calling him.
With guys like this, you have to be careful.
You remember, like, we were laughing because we were looking at a video, and a girl, she was literally like,
she was taking notes.
I was like, what kind of notes are you taking?
I think she thought, like, oh my God, this is...
He's about to change my life.
This is such a valuable information.
And don't get me wrong, some of the stuff that he says makes sense, but it's just like, I just don't like how he just had that rage against, you know,
obnoxious way of saying it and pretending that he knows what is a high value guy, or he's not even one of
them. That's one thing that I'm like, listen, that high value stuff, you really just have to drop it, because
high value men are not
on YouTube doing what you do.
This was about to say.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I don't think this guy is the right guy to give advice, because it's so rude and
him and mean. All these other scammers on social media, you should really be careful on who you ask advice to. You know what
Yes,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You should really be careful.
And don't you ever listen to someone that tells you to lower your standard.
I agree with that.
Right? Don't you ever do that. I think the whole point is to grow and to raise your standard.
Like, once you know,
for yourself and for the people. Yeah. Not only just for the people that you want to be with, also for yourself. Everything is transactional about relationship with this guy. And if you want to do that, fine. But do that with, you know, as if go see prostitute then. That's transactional. Yeah.
It is transactional.
Just value from whatever pretty height, whatever criteria this guy has, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, in that case, it is transactional. If you're looking for a sugar baby, it is transactional. But if you're looking for a real relationship, it shouldn't be transactional. It shouldn't be transactional.
Yeah.
You know, I do believe that there is a problem indeed, you know, with, I think nowadays, women and men being single. I don't think we can blame independently women or men. And it has nothing to do with race, actually. Maybe, yes, the African American community is probably more touched by it. I think that's what I understood, right? Mm-hmm. There's more women that are single in the Afro-American community. I don't have the number exactly to try to understand what's the dynamic with that. But I do believe it's not only their fault, right?
It's not only their fault.
And there is a whole historical background with the Afro-American community here in the U.S. that need to be taken into account to understand what happened for us to get to that point.
No, I absolutely agree with you on that.
And when I say it's a trend in every race, I've seen it, you know, with white people. I've seen it in France, right? Mm-hmm. I remember last time I called my sister. I was like, it's so difficult in the U.S. too, especially in big cities. You know, big cities is not the same as small town, right?
Yeah.
Small town, people have less options and they're more serious, also more spiritual. New York City, there's as many options for men as there is for women. And everybody's playing some type of game, and everybody, it's like social media. You swipe, you want to see what is the best things you can get. Yeah. It's always to get the best. And that's why I think people get lost in this process.
They forget the real value of things.
Yeah, you don't give enough time for a relationship to develop and for love to settle.
Yeah.
That's what I believe. I think this is a real problem right now. Is that we become consumer of relationship, right? Yeah. Instead of living it and
to the fullest and really,
you know, it's like love should be like a garden. You have to take care of it. You have to take care of the bad plant that sometimes grows,
true.
And you have to put water. You have to put some love and be nice to your plant so that it can grow nicely, right?
True.
It's not you go to the store, you buy it, you know, try it. You don't like it, you throw it away. You go get another one.
Yeah.
It's not like this. So it's not your fault, lady.
No, it's not your fault. It's everybody's fault. Yes, so everybody needs to do the work.
It's a new dynamic, and I think we are redefining what is a relationship. You know, it's changing.
Yeah.
It's evolving. It's not like it used to be. So anyway.
But people, just, you know, be careful out there, because, you know, social media is full of, you know, BS.
Scammers.
Full of scammers, full of fraud.
Catfish,
fraud. However you want to call that, and I think
avatars
too. It's just, be careful, because it's not okay. And all of these guys who out there hurting people and hurting people business, hurting people feelings to gain something, to gain money, you know, like you said, karma. Like, if you're not scared of what's coming back to you, then it's a problem. So, and but you know what, I'm glad that also, because of the social media, we can put fingers on individual like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they shouldn't get away with what they're doing.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you'll get back to the to a better place.
Yes, stay positive. We're gonna make it, right?
Oh, come on!
Somehow we will find love.
I don't doubt it.
You will find love, and you are worthy of love.
Absolutely.
Right.
And you're a person of value.
Yes. Do not let anybody tell you anything different.
Yeah. But you know what, though? Like I said, be careful of who you're dealing with on social media. Be careful about this fraud, these scammers, you know. Make your research. Do your homework before, you know, give money to people. Because, you know, there's a lot of bad people out there trying to, you know, hurt people some type of way. So just be careful. Like, do your research.
Yep. All right, guys. And we will see you
very soon. But you know what, though?
Yes, I was about to say.
Don't forget to subscribe.
And don't forget to
like,
yes,
comment, and share.
Yes!
Absolutely. See you guys soon.
See you. Bye-bye.